Think of this SD to the minus T as an idiom. What are mathematical idioms? Well, they're phrases, just like in English. And the idea is that if you can teach yourself what those idioms are, then you don't have to keep saying S times D. Once you see this, you know what it means. Bingo. And what you should say to yourself when you see that, it means the present value of the capital gain portion of the underlying asset. Or you could say it's the present value of the underlying asset price at time t. Now, S itself isn't the present value of the asset price in the future. Let's take an example. Say you have General Motors stock. You're going to get a payoff, which is whatever General Motors stock is worth a year from now. The notation in this course is that's S star. What is the present value of that payoff? Say there are no payouts between now and a year. What's the present value of S star? S. Why do you say S? Maybe the market's wrong. I'm going to come to you and say, well, I don't think it's right. I think it's really worth more. That's the present value.
When you buy it.
Right.
It's the amount of money somebody else is willing to pay you for that stuff.
Right. But maybe I think it's worth more. So what do you do about that argument? I mean, your present value is one thing. My present value is another. Is that what we mean by present value in this case? Maybe I can find someone who will even pay me more than this. Who knows? Yes?
Wouldn't it be to say the price of a replicating portfolio with the same distribution?
That's it. Thank you. Replicating portfolios are real important in this course. So it shouldn't surprise you when we think about present values, we're going to think about what's the present value of the replicating portfolio of S star. You're going to get S star in the future. What would the replicating portfolio be that creates S star in the future? This is absolutely trivial. What? S. Exactly. If you want to get General Motors stock in the future, its payoff, what would you have to do today? You'd have to set aside an amount of money equal to whatever the market charges you for that. And incidentally, you'd have to invest it in General Motors stock. It's in that very fundamental sense, it seems to me, that S is the present value of S star. But now let's see how we consider these payouts. The way I want you to think about the payouts is, let's say that while we're holding this asset S, not only will I get S star in the future, but I'll also get some payouts. So what that means is that S is actually the present value of S star plus the present value of any payouts. But of course, in a forward contract, I don't get those payouts. I just get S star. So now my real question is, what is the present value of S star? It's obviously not S. S would overstate it in this case because it also includes the payouts. So how can I figure out what the present value of just this component is? If you start out with S, and as you go along, you're paid payouts. So let's say you're going to hold this over a year. When you get to the end of the quarter, you look at the asset price, and let's say you're paid 1% of that. So you get a 1% dividend here, which is 1% of whatever the asset price is at that point, end of one quarter. And let's say at the end of the next quarter, you get another 1% of whatever the asset price is there. Suppose you had this went on for four quarters. How much would you have at the end? That depends on what you do with this dividend. Did you put it in cash? No, what I want you to do is think of taking the dividend and reinvesting it in the asset. So if I get 1% here, the way I can think of it is, instead of owning one share, which is the number of shares I own here, if I take that 1% and reinvest it, I'm going to own 1.1 shares at that point. The initial share I owned, plus, since I got a dividend of 1% of whatever it's worth here, I can use that to buy 1% of a share. So I now own 1.101 shares. 3 months later, I get another 1% of whatever it's worth. I can take that 1% and increase this position by 1%, so that my position here would now be 1.01 squared, et cetera. And so if I went out four quarters, I'd end up with 1.01 to the fourth. That's what D is, because D is an annualized number. For a half a year, then it would be D raised to the 1/2 power. So more generally, S would grow to what? At maturity, it would grow to S star times D to the T. In this case, it would have grown to 1.04 to the fourth power. I would own about a little more than 4% more shares than I started with if I kept reinvesting it. So now the question is, what I want to know is not what is the present value of this. I want to really know what's the present value of S star, because that's what I get out of a forward contract. Let's see how we can figure that out. So you start with S. If the annualized payout rate is D, you'll end up with S star D to the T from that investment. What I want to know is what is the present value at time zero of S star D to the T. That the present value of S star D to the T is S. Well, what I can think of this is as if I had D to the T shares at the end, each worth S star dollars. Well, the present value of that is the same thing as D to the T times the present value now of S star. So now we're ready to solve for the present value at time zero of S star. You'll notice what it is. It's S D to the minus T. So that's the idiom for the present value of the asset price only now. Good point. Implicit here is the assumption that D is known. Thank you. I should have said that. D is a constant. It's known. As a practical matter, where the forward contracts don't have too far to go, you can get a pretty good estimate of D. If you have a very long-term forward contract, say it was on a stock, there would be problems in estimating D too far into the future. One would have to revise this somewhat.